Red Edition, welcome, happy day. A stock market crash is worse than a divorce. You lose half your money, but your wife is still with you. Well, come on now, just saying. Where's your sense of humor, all you women? The federal government in Canada, you know what? They'd love to hear from you if you want to buy an airplane. They'll lend you money. I mean, these guys are totally out of control. They have been for so long, but I got to tell you this. They lent $41 million from the Export Development Canada Company, which is a bank and government. They give money away because they're too dumb. They won't give it to a Canadian. This guy was a South African. They gave him $41 million, and now the plane is missing. Missing. They just kind of flew away off into the sunset, and they're looking for the plane. They're looking for their money. $41 million smackers. Boy, oh boy, they keep walking among us. Canadians, the collective household debt has climbed to $1.8 trillion. And these guys are lending money to people in South Africa. Years ago, it was just Brazil. I guess they've kind of expanded, right? Now they're lending to anybody that has a country. I mean, the debt of the average person today, a household debt, is $22,837. Now, many people don't have debt. So when you roll that into it, I think the average debt is really closer to three times that amount, right? Because a lot of old people that have everything paid for, that's a lot of money. People can't get ahead, and you need a government to give you advantages. And the advantages can't be by a check or a welfare check. The advantages have to be a clear playing field so you can go out and make money. You want lower income taxes, which means the only way you get lower taxes, I always laugh and marvel at how governments in Canada particularly say, I'm going to lower your taxes to vote for me. But that's the end of the sentence. You also need to say, but to do that, I'm going to cut this spending, I'm going to cut that, but they never have that. And anyone with a mind knows that you have to have two sides to a ledger. I mean, I ain't that smart, but I figured that out a long time ago. One of the few times when I was out of money, I kind of got it, right? I mean, it's bizarre. Somebody has to do something to fix this thing. This is a train wreck. It's a train wreck, and it's speeding up every day. And they're out lending money to people in South Africa to buy jets. I mean, then you roll over in Canada still to Ontario, And you've got the premier there, a woman, her name is Wynne, and she said there's a stark choice for voters between her Liberal Party and the Conservative Party, and because we disagree on a lot, do you think? I think what we're putting forward is very different than what any Conservatives will put forward. That's a pretty dumb thing to say. We hope it's different. If it isn't different, like British Columbia, for instance, they had the Liberals, the NDP, they all said the same thing. Here, the good news is, and thank goodness, there appears now to be a difference. Federally, not so much. They have different names, Conservative and Liberal and NDP. They're all commies anyway, because the lines are blurred. They're all the same. And here's a interesting little article that I saw the other day in Las Vegas. Two white guys and pictures of the two guys, and it says free estimates, and they do landscaping. And it's been quite an interesting thing going on there. And they say, why not? I mean, some people want to hire white guys. What's wrong with that? And it's really stirring the pot. And other people are saying that's prejudice. You can't say that. And they say, why not? I mean, if you order a car, you have a choice. You can buy a Mercedes. You can buy a Chev. Why don't you have a choice if somebody's coming to do your landscaping? Why can't you say you're white? There's a lot of people who aren't. And interesting thing. I'd like to see how that plays out. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.